Hi guys, this is Miu 213 and you can ask me anything. Well, you have asked me a lot of questions and all of them are good. I want to start answering them one by one. It's gonna be long, so bear with me. I'm going to list which question and at which point of the audio, so you can just skip over to which question that you want to hear the answer of, and you can just skip over that the one that you don't like. Okay, so without further ado, let's answer the questions. Number one, Salamander Flames ask, what's good? What do you mean? I mean, like, are you asking me, how was I? I think I'm good, pretty busy these days, but I'm good. Okay. Number two, Gabrielle Kane 1 asked me about, what are your favorite audios to record? Wow, that's such a good question. So I have done a lot of audios in a lot of genres. And that's just how I like to do things. I like to do it differently each and every time. But for the most part, my favorite kind of audios that I like to record is actually the ones with fantasy or sci-fi element to it. I like role-playing, like the most interesting audios that I personally like, but okay, this is going to be like open, honest, good, heart to heart with you guys. So I have done certain audios that I kind of like. I'm not sure if I do it right or good, but I have low confidence in doing character voice because I don't think I'm that good so that I can replicate people's voice. But I'm learning, and so I have this particular audio. I feel like I haven't done a good job on it. I mean, like, I'm my own biggest critic, so I don't think I did a good job on it, but so I apologize to the scriptwriter. I feel like okay, you guys won't know which audio I'm talking about. I don't even know. So basically, I did a character audio, and the scriptwriter is very nice, and I showed him to him, and he was like, oh, I think you did a good job. And I was like, I feel I haven't done enough. I feel like I suck. Okay, I feel like I suck. And then I was just like, okay, so I'm just going to post it on my subreddit instead because I fucking suck, guys. Okay, so. But turns out that that one audio of that character is the most favorite audios of my boyfriend. Among all my audios, he was like so raving about it. I even asked the scriptwriter, I'm not sure if I should mention his name, but I really like him. I mean, like, and he was like so nice that he made a sequel to the first one, and I'm going to be making it at least for my boyfriend because he liked it. I did anything for my boyfriend, if it makes him happy. So basically, the answer to your question is that I like anything that have fantasy and sci-fi element to it. I like a good story. I like a funny, quirky story. That's the audio that I like the most doing. Okay. So, number three. Stat Ditlick asked, he asked two questions. NSFW. What's the most sexually adventurous thing you've ever done? I think it was like something in this. Okay, well, I have like posted a lot of stories involving my boyfriend because most of my sexual adventure story is with my yours truly. Okay, so the most sexually adventurous thing you've ever done is actually like almost borderline exhibitionism. If you haven't followed my subreddit, I mean, like, most of you guys don't, obviously. Okay, so I posted funny stories about my misadventure with my boyfriend, and one of those is like, so it was like this. Picture this. We are, at that point, we are in a room, and we have me, my boyfriend, and his brother. His brother is sleeping on the bunk bed, on a bed just a few feet from us. I mean, like, it's barely a feet, guys. And it was morning, and my boyfriend is waking up, and his brother is still sleeping, and we are kissing and making out, and my boyfriend is hard. I'm not even kidding. And then he boldly just like, I mean, like, oh, what am I going to do with your penis? I can't even. Okay. And then my boyfriend is just like stroke. And then it's just like fap. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm mortified but also turned on. And I was like, suddenly it was like, oh, I'm going to come. And I was like, do you want it? And it was like, oh my gosh. Oh, whatever, fuck it. And I was just going under the blanket and just swallow his load right beside his brother. And it was, oh my gosh, it's so dirty. I can't believe I will ever do something like that. I'm like outside the fantasy. I don't think I ever. Fuck. So basically that was it. And then there's also something similar happening with my boyfriend and his friend, although it's not beside him, but basically similar. Lots of that story is available on my subreddit for you guys to read. I think some of these are funny, some of these are not. I like to think that I kind of funny, although I'm not. Okay. So, the second question, SFW. Winter or summer? If I may say so, I like summer because winter is too quiet. You have to stay outside. Although staying outside is fun, but I think you will be so very glad if you see a spring. Although I'm just making this out because I don't exactly have winter over here because I live in a tropical country. So there ain't no winter over here. We just have summer and rainy days. So basically summer. Okay, number 4. Kwihana asked me, can you please share your skincare routine? Okay, this will be long, so. And I know that some of you guys won't care about any of this. I know my boyfriend doesn't. So if you want to skip to the next question, feel free to do so. Because this will be so fucking boring for all of you guys who doesn't care about this shit. Okay. My skincare routine. For daily routine at AM, I wake up, I wash my face with Hada Labo Gokujun facial wash, and just wash my face, and then I wait it until it's dry. Oh, I actually like put an apple cider vinegar mixture. I mix one part of apple cider vinegar with 2 parts of water, distilled water, and put it in a pump bottle. And every time I wash my face, I put a little tiny bit squirt of apple cider vinegar mixture and dab, 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 all over my face. And then I waited until it was dry because I wanted to use a vitamin C serum. And vitamin C serum, you're supposed to use it on a very dry skin. And then I waited for like, wash my face, rub it with a towel, dab, pat, 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 pat. And then I'm using a lotion. Vitamin C serum. I use Wada Vitamin C Brightening Serum, which you wouldn't recognize the brand of because it's a local brand. I use mostly local brand, guys. So sorry. Okay, so it's a vitamin C serum. I used 3 fat drops over here on my forehead, on my right cheek, and on my left cheek, and I was like just blending it in with my fingers until the texture is very light and it's absorbed very quickly. And I'm just going to wait for like 20 minutes while I was doing, basically I was doing other things like putting lotion on my body and just like putting on my clothes, grabbing things, preparing things, and just like, yeah, you know. And then after 20 minutes, I use Wada Lightening Day Cream, which is another brand you wouldn't know. And it was basically have an active ingredient of vitamin C and have like sunscreen in it, and also vitamin B5, vitamin B3, licorice extract, and all that goodness. I love that thing. So I put it on my face. Bap, dap, 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 dap. Waited for like 5 minutes and just doing my makeup afterwards. It's basically, I don't use primer, I just use that moisturizer as my primer. Okay, for the AM, I am routine. I just use Johnson & Johnson baby oil. I use it on my face, like a whole lot of it. I put it on my face and just like rubbing it in a circular motion very slowly for like around 20 seconds each area. And then I washed my face with Hada Labo. That was called oil cleansing method, by the way. It's good for removing all your dead skin and all that disgusting thing in your pores. Okay, and then I continue that by washing my face with Hada Labo Kokujun Face Wash. And then I dab some apple cider vinegar again. And then I just followed it with Wada Lightening Night Cream, which I love. Okay, sometimes a few weeks, a few days of week after. What am I talking about? Oh my gosh! Okay, I have a few weekly application. I did a weekly I did a weekly AHA serum. I did a weekly bentonite clay mask, and I also did yogurt face mask every few days. And after cleaning my face and before Wada Lightening Night Cream, I usually doing like any of that thing. The AHA serum is practically drying, and if I use it that day, I don't use any of my exfoliants like that Wada Night Cream. Wada Night Cream has AHA too, so I don't use it if I use the AHA lotion 10% by Teleskin. I'm not using Wada at that day if I use that. And if I use only like yogurt, I use yogurt face mask, just a tiny little bit of yogurt, and then mix it with honey, and then you're good, and you put it on your face, leave it for 15 minutes, and just wash it off. Makes my skin very white, very bright, and it's actually very moisturizing, and my skin love it. And also, I weekly doing the bentonite clay mask. Bentonite clay mask, just put like a teaspoon of the bentonite clay and just like mix it with tiny, tiny bit of apple cider vinegar. Just the tiniest bit you can put it in until it become a consistency of yogurt. Do not put in too much. Do not put in too little. Just the consistency of yogurt. And yeah. And put it on your face and wait for 15 minutes until it's dried. And actually like sucking. It suck all that disgusting bits from your pores and leave it like super clean. And it also removes all your blackheads, all that clogged pores there, remove all that, and it's so good. And that's why my face really have acne these days. Actually, I can't remember when was the last time I having an acne. It's all thanks to the bentonite clay mask. Okay. And then I put in the water, night cream, and depending on what my skin feel that day, whether it was feel, if it feels like super dry, I will put on a thick paste of like, do you know, you guys all, I think like most of you guys will recognize Nivea cream in a blue tin. I love that stuff. If my skin feels too dry, I will slather on a thick paste and a thick coat of Nivea cream on my face and just leave it for the night. In the morning, my face will feel so soft and all that and moisturized again. That thing is gold and it's so fucking cheap. Okay, actually, all that stuff that I have mentioned is actually pretty cheap because I am a believer that I would choose the most efficient and most effective product without spending lots of cash on my skincare product. Okay, so that basically it. Did I satisfy your curiosity, Mrs. Kwee? Okay, so for the next bit, the fifth question. Kandip asked, how many questions that you can't ask? Actually, if I can, I would answer all of them. The number two, the second question. Should you choose the next destination of your honeymoon? And why did you choose Singapore? Actually, I haven't chose any of my honeymoon destination. I don't think I will have honeymoon straight after I get married because my boyfriend is super busy at his work and he has like cannot take an off day. I mean like maybe in the end of that year we'll take a honeymoon and possibly will not be Singapore, sorry. Maybe Malaysia. Because I think Malaysia is more fun. And yeah, it's Malaysia, Andy. You know Malaysia. Yeah. And most probably be Japan because we both love Japan and it's always been our dreams to like visiting Japan. Actually, my brother has been to Japan. He says it was fun, but and it was like, if my brother has been there, why haven't I been there? Okay, so that was like a plan for us in our lifetime. Once in our lifetime at least, to visit Japan. Okay, number the third question from Kandip. What makes you, what turns you on until you're wetter than Salt Malacca? I have lots of kinks, you guys. Lots of things interest me, and yeah, basically, the thing, my number one kink is actually cream pie, impregnation kink. I have a big impregnation kink. It's hot. And maybe like a number two is just like being taken care of, basically, like being told what to do. Basically, and just number three is public. I think I have like a minor or mild exhibitionism, or maybe just a mild humiliation kink. I don't know, but that kind of thing is actually turning me on. If you have a thousand, $1 million, if you have a lot of money that you want to spend on shopping, which destination will you choose? If I want to shop a lot of things, well, it's a no-brainer. Of course, it's going to be Japan because I like Japan. They were quirky, they were fun, they almost have everything interesting, lots of interesting things. Okay. So, number six question. Mr. Licorice Legend, hi, this. hi there, Mew. What's your favorite food, movie, band, or musician book? Okay, my favorite food. It's actually hamburger. Okay, I love, 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 love burgers. I bit my tongue. I really, 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 really like burgers. Especially the really, really good one. I love meat. I love beef. Sorry for vegetarian guys. Did I offend you? I'm not sorry. Okay. Okay, so basically I love beef, and for my the kind of like that's for my food. If Indonesian food, the most that I really like is chicken satay or satay ayam. It's basically covered little bits of chicken in a peanut sauce. It tastes delicious and I can't get tired of it. I love blueberry cheesecake, as in sweets or dessert. My number one favorite would be 1 blueberry cheesecake and 2 apple pie with cheese and ice cream. I love it so much. I love that thing. What is your favorite movie? Lots of movies are my favorite. There's a lot of it. I like movie that is fun. And lately, I've been so into Marvel movies. I think so recently, I've watched Thor Ragnarok. I mean, like, I'm not talking about the best movie, but I like the recent Spider-Man Homecoming and the Thor Ragnarok. I think they're fun. I think they're, if we're talking about my favorite movies, it's that kind of like fun, funny thing and filled with action. Mostly I've watched the kind of movie that I watch is 1 horror movies, 2 comic books movies. Sorry, I'm trashy. I can't help it. Don't judge me. And because it's fun. And then animated movies almost certain can make me laugh, can make me have fun. That's the kind of movie that I like. I have lots of favorites. I cannot mention it all. Band or musician. I listen to a lot of musician and band. And actually my taste in music is so wide. And I cannot pick on, I cannot stay on one genre because I listen to this at one time and then I listen to another time. Basically, I am all over the place. So I cannot pick my favorite band or musician because I like a lot of different things. Yeah, basically that's it. A favorite book. Actually, I didn't answer that question. Just pretended I dodged that question. My favorite book is actually, I have lots of books that I like. It has to be Harry Potter. It has to be Harry Potter, guys. It's the first book that makes me fall in love with books so much. Can you imagine me as like, in my middle school? I've kind of forget, but was it like in middle school or high school? Either high school or middle school. And at that point, the Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire is just out. It will be available in stores in another 2 months, and I'm broke as fuck. My mother is the kind of person that will not give me extra, so I have to. My allowance is basically just my transport and my food. So because my mother is stingy, basically I cut my food allowance, and for the next 2 months, my food is kind of like this: a teeny tiny fried donuts. It's just one donut, and it's not even like branded donuts. It's just like regular unbranded donuts. It's like so cheap, you guys. It's 5 cents. if you convert it into US dollar, it will be like 5 cents for that tiny, teeny, teeny bit of donut and just 300 milliliters of water in a cup. That's my food. That's my lunch food for the next 2 months, just to so that I can save my money to get that book. I really, really want it. And even then, oh my gosh, it's so sad, guys. It's not exactly sad. Okay. But even after I saved up all that money, it still wasn't enough. If I remember correctly, I only saved around $15 or so, and the book is so fucking expensive. It was almost like $30 or 20 or around, it's around $20 to $30, and my money just missing out a lot of the money. And yeah, but my mom is kind enough to pay me the difference, so I'm so happy with my purchase. And then I just ran back home. I go to the bookstore in the morning and just like bought the book, and I read it. You know, that book is so fucking thick. Oh my god, it's so fucking thick. But I finished it in a day. I'm not even kidding. I don't drink. I just went out from that room to just grab a drink and just like grab a pie to eat. But I didn't leave that book. I love, love, love that book. It's so interesting. I couldn't put it down. The fifth book is like, it's kind of like so depressing. So I have mixed feeling about that book. But the best book of Harry Potter, in my honest opinion, would be the fourth book. It's a fourth book because it is so much fun to read. I love that book. Okay. Number 7. I think it's number 7. Wintermute AI. Do you have a favorite outfit? Yes, I actually do. My usual cat outfit consists of hot pants and just like enough, according to my preference that day. If I'm lazy and just going to use hoodie. Yeah, mostly it's just so hot pants and hoodie, or just hot pants and kind of like a shirt, and just wear my hair straight down or just put it on the top ponytail because I suck and I don't know how to put it in a bun. That's basically my go-to basic look. The second question, what would be your perfect way of meeting an SO? Well, that was like, the perfect way of meeting an SO for me to be like, at something that we both like. I mean, like, if I have a hobby and we both meet at the place where my hobby is, and he has like the same interest as me, and we have lots of things that are similar about ourselves, and we can talk about something, and we can connect until there was something happening from there and blooming into full love. Actually, that's kind of like how I met my SO myself. For those of you who doesn't know, I met my boyfriend in an online game. It's part of something that we like. So we have something that we are talking about, and then we finally from there getting to know each other and us. And look at this now. we met in an online game and we're about to get married. So that's it. The third question. What color of lingerie do you own most or like most? Actually, my lingerie is rainbow colored. I'm not even kidding. My lingerie is like consists of cotton pants in various colors. It's just like cotton pants in rainbow colors. I buy it in a set, so it's like have the same design but in rainbow colors. And also there was like this a cuter version of them. It is in white, it is in red, and it has a certain pattern in it. This one is like checkered, this one is like, but it has this rainbow, this has like cute little lace and bow pattern in it, cute little lace and bow pattern in it. If I meet my boyfriend, I'm going to use the fancy red ones that has cute patterns, and each one is has different designs. And for my daily use, I use this basic cotton one, which comes in various rainbow colors, and just actually it has 6 colors. Do you want me to? I don't think you guys want to know that. Basically, that's what I use as my panties. It's kind of embarrassing to talking about my panties. For my bra, well, it's an NSFW subreddit. As for my bra, I use, basically, I use a sport bra most of the time because, yeah, I'm not sexy at all in my lingerie. I don't have, actually, I have. It's only because of my boyfriend, and it's only because of my boyfriend. He bought me that, and I haven't. I've used it one time, and I haven't used it since. I have a red lingerie, lace and like transparent and everything, and it comes in a set. It's a gift for my boyfriend, and yeah, it's too sexy for me. Okay, in real life, I'm pretty much, just. Not, I mean, like, I think I'm kind of like normal girl, doesn't wear that much sexy thing, just like your usual basic stuff, because that's how I like it. I like it simple. I think sexy it comes from ourselves. Okay, what kind of audios do you like listening to? What usually catches your eyes, like the title, the description, or maybe the post is from somewhere that you recognize? Basically, I read the title, and if I like, I read the text. And if the text is something that's turning me on, I definitely will listen to it. And definitely going to listen to it if it's from someone that I recognize. I'm a fan of a lot of GWA posters, lots of it. So I would listen to their audios, even though if I'm kind of like doesn't comment, I always Okay, I know that it's bad for me because I like it if someone commented on my audios, but yeah, maybe I should change the way I do things. Maybe I should like comment every time, but sometimes I forgot, or sometimes so sorry if I didn't comment on your audios, although I like it and although I love it. Sometimes I didn't comment because, yeah, sometimes. So I kind of understand where you guys are coming from. Although I like it, sometimes I'm too shy to comment. Okay. So the next question is by My Erotica Mind is asking about the 24 hours ultimate. Number one, if you could choose, would you visit 24 of your future or 24 of your past? Why? Not exactly the last of next 24, but the period of time. I guess I'm going to visit 24 of your future because I think like if I dwell on the past, it would have no, it wouldn't do me any good. So I'm just going to visit 24 hours of my future. But actually, that's not good either because why would I want to know something before I'm going to go through that again? I think I'm just going to stick to the present. Number two, what would you choose? 24 hours of building or etching or denial or 24 hours of non-stop orgasm? I think I would choose 24 hours of denial because that much orgasm will make me... it's kind of fun the first few hours, but then it's going to be torture. I mean, like, the acting is torture, but the payback at the end is so much worth it, I think. Number three, if your SO has only 24 of life, what would you do to make it special? Of course, we are going to do, I'm going to cook everything that he wants to eat. I'm going to buy, I mean, like, not exactly, but we're going to visit every place that he wanted to. Because my boyfriend really likes to eat gourmet food and stuff. So I'm going to try to make him food that he loves. And then just going to snuggle, cuddle, and maybe have sex, a lot of it. It's kind of making me sad. This question is kind of making me sad to think that I will lose my boyfriend because he's my everything. So I'm just going to leave it like that. Number four, if you could choose a power to have for 24 hours, what would it be and why? I think I wanted to be a princess. I wanted to be a princess for 24 hours, which I could have anything I want. Like, you know, the thing that I haven't experienced yet because of my limitation, I want to experience it. For example, the things that interest me, like, for example, I wanted to ride in a helicopter and I can't because I'm not that rich. So that's one thing. And I wanted to do scuba diving, although it's still within my power, but I haven't just yet. And just do something that I can, like, everything that I can't right now, I wanted to experience that. So basically the power of money for 24 hours. Okay. Number five, if you had to listen to a song for 24 hours, what yours would be? You guys will know it because it is such an earworm. It's kind of annoying for some people, but I wouldn't mind listening to it for like 24 hours because it's actually kind of fun. I don't think it was annoying at all. It's a small world after all. Penny for your tot. Asking me, number one, vampire, zombie, warlock, fuck, marry, kill. I would kill zombie. I would fuck a vampire, marry a warlock, and kill a zombie. Did I need to elaborate that? Because I think fucking with vampire is hot. Marry for a warlock because it will be fun. Think of all the adventure you could get. Kill a zombie because zombie is gross. Number two, who is one celebrity you'd love to hear on GWA? There's a lot of interesting thing, but basically I would love to hear Samuel L. Jackson, because I think he's so funny. I mean, like, I couldn't even imagine what kind of audio porn that he will have. Can you guys imagine that? Oh my gosh, that would be so funny. Okay, number three. Motherfucker. Number three. You have a chance to save mankind from the world ending. How did you do it? No. I don't think I have anything that I can save mankind from the world ending. Perhaps maybe... I think it's an inappropriate joke. Because I'm not from USA, but yeah. I think that's inappropriate, so I'm just going to answer it as, I don't know. Again, the next question by a mystery web. SFW, safe for work. Favorite guilty junk food? I have answered that. Hamburger. If you were getting takeout, what do you prefer? Oh my god, my throat. Takeout, pizza, of course. Pizza is my second favorite. From my first favorite is hamburger. What are you watching on Netflix? I didn't watch Netflix because it's not available in my country. Favorite genre? Horror movie. I like horror and thriller. I like mystery and murder and humor. Are you an admission? Are you a Star Trek fan? I'm sorry, but I haven't watched I think you mean the original TV series. I haven't watched an episode of that because it's. I think I haven't been born when the Star Trek is running on the TV. I've watched the movies. I think there was like three of them. They were okay, I guess. I liked it. They were okay. NSFW. Which naughty term do you prefer to say? Daddy, master, sir, or slut? In real life, I didn't practice BDSM because my boyfriend is super vanilla. But if I have to choose about that, I will choose sir. Because it's what I prefer. If you wanted a guy to fuck you, would you prefer soft, gentle kisses and caresses to warm up? Of course! I love kisses. I love like... Kissing. For like a long time. I actually really, really like kissing that. Only kissing can make me wet. Like really wet. It's just like running each other tongue, caressing tongue. And my pussy is so drenched. Or he doesn't waste any time grab you by the hair, throws you on the bed, and tells you won't be needing those panties for the next afternoon. No. Just no. I think that's... I can't even... Okay. I think like it depends. If you are consenting for it beforehand, then it's okay thing to do. But if you are not consenting and then he was just like ordering you around and you, it's not both of your kings, I mean like it's not my king hypothetically, then no, that does not turn me on. If you like, you could just like build it up. Us girls really need something to build up. Really need something to build up, like dirty talk. You can call it like dirty talking. I mean, just like there's a lot of pinning and dirty talking, and maybe like a bit of manhandling is okay. But ordering you around when you like doesn't feel like it, it's not a good thing. You have to like make us as girls, make us want it, you know, make us wait for you. You cannot just like order it for it to happen and it will happen. It just doesn't work that way, guys. It's not working that way. We are not just like, oh my god, you will be like, if you ask like a girl and just like, you will be like, wait for me. It's not that easy. You have to push our buttons, just like pushing our buttons, what turns me on, what turns us on. Maybe it was just like degrading things, humiliating things, manhandling, and just like slapping, spanking, all of that thing is okay. But you have to build that up. And you can just like slam and just like turn on. It's not like you're pushing a button. You can just like stroke until you want it, okay? It just doesn't happen instantly. There are no such a thing. Okay, I think I have said my piece about that. Which sex position do you fantasize about or do? My favorite position is the missionary. I mean, most of you guys would think that it's such a boring position, but it's actually the most intimate position in my opinion, and it's the easiest like for the penetration, and it's so fucking hot to be dominated, and it's just my kink. Basically, it's missionary. Rainbow Blood Unicorn asked, it's the zombie apocalypse and you have to choose four people from GWA to help you survive. Who do you pick and why? Obvious choices would be, one, I would pick Hank, was away and now I'm back. I would choose Hank because he seems, from his picture, oh my gosh, it's embarrassing. Okay, I think I'm done embarrassing myself, thank you very much. But basically from his picture, he looks like such a dependable, such a muscly man. And it was like, oh my gosh, if there was something happening to me, I mean like, if there was something apocalypse, I would stick with this person because he seems like he knows what he's doing and he's a capable man. And yeah, that's basically it. Number one would be Hank. Number two would be, it's actually my friend. Should I mention his name? Okay. I don't think he wants to be put on spotlight, but I have a friend who was like rarely ever commented in my post, but he always supported me and DM me, and he's such a nice guy and such a dependable guy, and I would definitely want him on my team. So number two is that friend. Okay, that must be it. Number three, of course, I wanted a lady friend because being alone with a bunch of guys is just doesn't like feel so lonely. So I wanted a girlfriend, and maybe I would pick Kriana. Would you be with me? I would pick Rihanna, and perhaps I would pick Lesti as well. So there was four. Okay. Number, I don't know which number is it. Cuddly Bear. Hey, Bear. Hi. Most embarrassing moments you experience. I think that I have explained it before. That's super embarrassing and super mortifying. That super mortifying experience that I have answered a few questions ago. Yeah, that's basically the most embarrassing experience I have ever experienced in my life. Weirdest ex-sexual experience is also that. Okay, where do you go to relax? Where do you go to relax? Or what do you do to unwind after a long day of work? Basically, to my boyfriend's arm is the most relaxing thing ever. I'm like, just cuddling and put my head on his chest and just listening to his heartbeat on my ear and just listening to his breathe. That was the most relaxing thing ever. Hugging. It's actually hugging. It's really, really releases all my stress. Like no other. It's the most relaxing thing ever. Why do you think people enjoy your content? I think because I am such a weird person. I mean, like, I have done a lot of audios on a lot of genres, so that basically I think that's it. I don't know how I did it, but if people are enjoying it, I must have done something right. I don't know what that is, but I must have done something right in my life. Okay. What's better, being good or being bad? Being good? I like being good. It's always has its reward. If you had to pick three things to take with you on a deserted island, what would they be and why? Three things. Deserted islands. Okay, number one going to be, I don't know what is that thing, but it's basically a kind of beacon that it's always available on boats. It's a kind of beacon that if you turn it on, it will send a distress signal to your surroundings. So basically, I'm going to grab that and I'm going to be safe in just a few days. I'm so smart. Okay, that's one of the things. And the rest of the things I'm just going to grab. An iPad. For that whole time, I'm going to wait for my rescuers and just going to like some kind of food while I wait. Although it's optimistic, I shouldn't have done that. What if the beacon failed? Or what if the help wasn't coming? Then those things that I picked would be useless, but I don't know. At least I'll try. Okay. You get one wish, what do you do with it? Can who ask for one more of them? I wish to be happy. And that's basically it. You cannot argue with that. You cannot. Okay. What kind of clothes makes you feel the sexiest? As I said before, I'm not a very sexy looking. I mean, like, I'm not a fan of wearing sexy clothes. My clothing is pretty much tomboyish. I wear headbands. I wear, what was it called again? Jumper, whatever. Basically, my wardrobe consists of shirt and hot pants. It's kind of embarrassing. I'm not very fashionable. I'm a simple kind of girl. But the kind of clothes that make me feel sexier, I think, is an oversized t-shirt. Oversized boyfriend t-shirt is the sexiest thing. And my boyfriend go crazy if I wear one of his shirts that's oversized and just goes to the middle point of my thighs. And just going to like, he's going crazy over it and just going, running his hands all over my thighs and just like lifting it up. It's kind of embarrassing. What kind of clothes do you enjoy having a partner wear? Basically no clothes. just kidding. The kind of clothes that I like my partner wear, he's a pretty sporty kind of guy, so anything, I guess, what makes him comfortable, I love it on him. I love he can wear anything that he wants. Favorite horror movie? You know me. I like lots of horror movie, but if I have to pick one, my absolute favorite would be Noroi. Noroi. I have talked about it in my previous horror questionnaire. If you're interested, go listen to it because I won't be repeating myself again. But that's basically it. Naked Whispers asked, if you found, if you found a magic genie in a bottle and were granted 3 wishes, what would you wish for? One, I wish to be happy. 2, I wish my family and people who knows me will be happy. 3, I wish for, I wish that things in this world will not degrade into, it's stupid. I don't know what to wish for, but I wish for everyone's happiness, basically it. Okay, if you could magically be transported to anywhere in the world or the universe for one day, where would you go? Japan. I'm just repeating myself, but that's basically it. I would prefer to be in Japan right now. Because I love everything about Japan, really. Likely recycle. How would you describe your relationship with race play? I have done exactly one audio about race play. I think it's interesting. I mean, like, there isn't exactly something that about different race that's turning me on necessarily. I mean, like, they do have, like, for example, if, like, a Caucasian, the general stereotype would be, like, Caucasian or, like, black male or something, they have, like, big cocks. but basically, I still have big cocks, too. Or, I mean, like, some of them are. So, basically, and not all Caucasian or black males, all of them has big dicks. It's not true, as far as I hear. Because there are with not big dick. So, basically, I am fine with race play. It's not necessarily turning me on. I have done exactly one audio about race play, and it's barely race play. It's barely race play. I couldn't even call it in my conscience a race play because it's basically just barely race play, I guess. But yeah, I have no problem with it. Okay, I think this is so long. I'm going to post it, guys. Thank you very much for asking me these questions. It's been wonderful. See you guys. Bye.